I wanted to talk to you about names. And the reason I wanted to do that is because today, as a Sunday, has about four different names. And back in the days of the Bible, names were very, very important because people believed that a person's name was a reflection of who they really were and was a reflection of something important about them. So I've been looking up some names, and I wanted to tell you about yours. Let's see, who we got here? Ariana, your name comes from the Italian language and means holy and pure in heart. So that says something about you. Let's see, Miranda, your name is from Latin, and it means admirable and beloved. Now, you have a very special name. Can you pronounce your Nigerian name for me? The full name. You want to say it into the microphone?
Uza Elendu.
Okay, is it?
Uzachi.
Uzachi, okay. Do you know what Uzachi means?
No.
Okay, I will tell you. This was not on. Okay, well, it's not going on. Okay, Uzachi is from the Igbo language, and it means following in God's pathway. Mm-hmm, okay. Tibetchi? Do you know what your name means? Okay, it's also Igbo. It means praise God. Ah, okay. Kevin, your name is an Irish name, and it means handsome. Ooh. Dubem, can you pronounce your name for me? Chidubem. And do you know what it means? Okay. Your name means God's continuous leadership in our life. Ah, I'm sensing that chi probably means God. Yeah. Chioma, what does your name mean?
God is good.
God is good. Excellent. All right. Okay, who's Nick? Nicholas. All right, let's see. Nicholas is a Greek name, and it means victory of the people. Now, Jordan, I'm going to have to look yours up here. Let's see. It means I have to remember how to spell. R. Jordan is a Hebrew name that means wise in judgment. Ooh, are you wise? You don't know. You're wise enough to say you don't know, so you're pretty wise. Okay, Mia, your name is an English name, and it means wished for. Wished for, ah. Let's see, Grant, your name is French, and it means tall. There we go. And my name is a Scottish name, and it means God is gracious. So Chioma, you and I need to hang out. God is good and God is gracious. There we go. Now, Jack, you are actually John?
Yes, John.
And I believe that John is beloved of God, I think. Mm-hmm. And Laura Lee, do you want me to look up Laura? Or I don't think Laura Lee is going to be in here. H-I-J-K-L. Let's see. What can we do here? You want to be Lance? L-A-U. Laura. You know the second name they list is Laura Lee? How about that? Okay. Latin, crowned with honor and victorious. Oh. Better look up David, see what's going to go with that. All right. You're a contender here, David. Let's see. Hebrew means beloved, and the spiritual connotation is lover of all. Ooh, better be careful. Okay, well, like I said, today, the Sunday, the third Sunday in Advent, has four different names. Now, what was different about the Advent candle, other than the fact that it took a while for me to had to be reminded to have someone light it. What was different about the lighting this morning? Yeah, Kevin.
You lit a pink one?
I lit the pink one. Or the pink one was lit. Yes, indeed. Today is Rose Sunday. Pink shoes. Okay, so it's Rose Sunday. It's also called Joy Sunday because the readings talk about a lot of joy. It's called Gaudete Sunday. So it has a name that comes from a different language as well, because Gaudete is Latin, and it means rejoice. And in one of the other years, we have a reading from Paul, and he says, rejoice always. I say again, rejoice. And so there's that. The last name for it is Stirrup Sunday. Now that sounds kind of funny. Did I say stirrup or syrup? I said stirrup. Yeah. And even though it sounds like something from a saddle, the reason it's Stirrup Sunday is because if you look at the collect, the first two words are stir up, O Lord, your mighty power. But also, if you had a Christmas pudding at home that you were preparing, today's the day you'd go home and stir it up. So there you go. Yes, Uza.
Would the pudding have to be pink?
I'm sorry?
Would the pudding have to be pink?
No, the pudding would not have to be pink. The puddings are usually dark brown with like candied fruit in them. Is anyone doing a Christmas pudding? Anybody doing a pudding? Oh, over here. Are you stirring it today?
No.
Oh, Carol, you're supposed to say yes. It's tomorrow. It's always tomorrow. This is the day I'd pour more scotch on the fruitcake if I were making it this year, but oh well. So think about your names and think about what they say about you, because they are reflecting a part of who you really are. So you all have very, very special names to live into. So be grateful for your names, and let's say a prayer. Holy God, we give you thanks for the fact that we all bear your name, and we are made in your image and bear the love of your Son. Please bless us as we go to Sunday school and help us live into all of our names. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we say, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Amen.
A little bit louder, one, two, three.
Amen.
All right, there we go. You get to carry that to Sunday school. Okay, thank you, everybody.